Hello, friend. Well done for successfully navigating your way back to the quiz cupboard. I hope the bike path wasn't too busy on the way over. You can hang up your panniers on the specialised pannier hooks I've installed as part of the cupboard's green initiatives. Also, this week's questions are all made from 100% reusable words. Please hold your applause. I'm no hero, just a guy doing his best. And your best is what I'm demanding of you as we move frictionlessly into the first of our four rounds for this episode. Example question for this first round. I'm looking for a fictional character and a singer with the clue, could this Christmas be any whiter? And the answer is Chandler Bing Crosby, which is the name of the round. So to summarise, you get two brief descriptions of famous people, non-fictional or otherwise, and whose names combine neatly using a shared first slash last name, like Chandler Bing and Bing Crosby. It's 1 point for each person you get, so make sure you declare anyone you think I might be talking about, even if you can't quite get both. And let's see what we can do with question one. Now here I'm looking for an actor and an author, and the clue reads like this. Gordon Gekko's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a nice one, I think. It goes like this one more time. Gordon Gekko's Guide to the Galaxy. And remember, I'm looking for an actor and an author. Number two is two actors' names combined. So they're both actors. And the clue is, this gorgeous lady of wrestling could make any Captain Marvel. One more time. This gorgeous lady of wrestling could make any Captain Marvel. Question three is a singer and a songwriter with their names combined. It's unforgettable when you kiss me, Kate. Let's do it. Let's fall in L-O-V-E. It's a bit of a longer, more complicated one that I will repeat nice and slowly and clearly. It's unforgettable when you kiss me, Kate. Let's do it. Let's fall in L-O-V-E. Singer and a songwriter. That was question three. Question four, a politician and a writer. And it goes like this. This president kicked off the Cold War in cold blood. One more time. This president kicked off the Cold War in cold blood. And finally, number five, a fictional character and an actor are our two people here. And the clue, this girl detective forgot she was dating Adam Sandler. One more time. This girl detective forgot she was dating Adam Sandler. Okay, there are all our Chandlers Bing Crosby. Round one is over.
Yeah, it's dignity. I sleep in a racing car, do you?
Yeah. Look, you're spitting.
Dignity.
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
And so it's time for round two, and it's a return to the dingy corner of the cupboard, widely known as the back catalogue cabin. It's where you can put on some slightly sticky public headphones and listen to five obscure tracks from non-obscure artists. Can you recognise their musical signature in songs you probably haven't heard? Well, let's see, shall we? Here's question one, and to be clear, I'm just looking for the name of the artist each time. Question one, here it is.
All our days we search for just one love. Wait for that one kiss.
That was a long S, wasn't it? Is that proper singing technique? Well, don't ask me, obviously. Just name the artist, the musical artist you were listening to there. Question two is this. Interesting. I didn't know that song. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. More likely you haven't. Question three sounds like this. Go for it. I think you've got this one. Question four, I think this might be the trickiest one of the lot, but let me know.
I don't go hunting, 'cause I like them all. In the jungle, gypsy jungle's gonna disappear. Gypsy jungle's gonna disappear, you got an axe to grind.
What do you think? Does that sound like any big hits you know? And finally, this one.
When I fell off your mind, I'm tired of trying. Your teasing ain't enough.
I will say that last one is by far the most listened to out of the bunch. Hard to find an obscure track for that last artist. So have a go at all five of those, and I'll talk to you in a minute for round three.
Their minimum objective must be the entire world.
Round three, which is going to be a fairly quick fire one by Quiz Cupboard standards. Based off a round suggestion by Cupboard Dweller Leslie on the Patreon, it's called Take Me Through Your Leaders. By the way, there's a new subscribers-only episode on the Patreon at the moment, patreon.com/quizcupboard. If you want to access that and all the other ones I've done, it's a bargain. Anyway, back to the present. Here, I'm simply going to list the last three political leaders of a country, ending with the current incumbent, and you have to tell me what country they lead or led. These are all either presidents or prime ministers, so I'll specify which before butchering the pronunciation of their names, starting with question one. These are presidents of what country? Michel Temer, Jair Bolsonaro, and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. One more time. Michel Temer, Jair Bolsonaro, and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Same country, they're the last three leaders. Going forwards in time, what country is it for 2 points? Question two, these are prime ministers this time. Here we go. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Manmohan Singh, and Narendra Modi. And again, question two, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Manmohan Singh, and Narendra Modi. Apologies for pronunciation if you actually know how to say those names. I tried my best. Question three, these are presidents of what country? Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Hassan Rouhani, Ebrahim Raisi. Those are the last three. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Hassan Rouhani, and Ebrahim Raisi. Question four, we've got presidents again, and the names are Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, Muhammadu Buhari, and Chief Bola Tinubu. One more time, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, Muhammadu Buhari, and Chief Bola Tinubu. Chief Bola Tinubu, that last one, not actually been inaugurated yet. This is a very recent development. So technically president-elect, but I've put him on the list there. Tell me the country. And question five, these are prime ministers of where? Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison, Anthony Albanese. One more time, Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison, and Anthony Albanese. Okay, hopefully you've got five countries written down, or you will very shortly. Round four is steaming towards us.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
Oh, it's been a while, but the round that divides families is back. It's Debuckzook. Yes, the round where I benevolently tell you the answer, but then in a cruel and sadistic twist, reverse the audio so you hear it backwards. This time the answers are all characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU, home of superheroes and the people whose homes they destroy, trying to stop a blue beam of light in the sky from bringing about some presumably negative outcome. Each character you can decipher is worth 2 points. I hope you enjoy. And if not, take comfort in the fact that it'll all be over soon. Here's question one. They're all said three times, by the way. Question one.
Oath. Oath. Oath.
Excellent stuff. Well done, me. It's just occurring to me that if you're not from where I'm from, then you're going to have to take my accent into account as well with these, aren't you? Anyway, that was question one. I've told you the answer three times. What are you complaining about? Here's question two. There it is three times. What do you think? Pausing and rewinding are encouraged, but we are going to plow on straight into question three. Ooh, lots of consonants there. We don't like to hear that. Here's question four. My best tip here, as always, is to just listen to that last sound and see if that can give you the beginning of the actual answer. Question five is our last one here. All right, that's done, and I've had a great idea for the answers for that round. You'll be pleased to know all the answers are coming up right after this.
Thank you.
Okay, let me take you through our Chandler's Bing Crosby for round one more time. Actor and author was question one. Gordon Gekko's Guide to the Galaxy. And this gives us Michael Douglas Adams as our answer. We're talking then about Michael Douglas, who played Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, that famous movie, and Douglas Adams, who wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So the actor, Michael Douglas, the author, Douglas Adams. Michael Douglas Adams, wonderful. I'll explain slightly less for all the others, don't worry. Question two, two actors. This gorgeous lady of wrestling could make any Captain Marvel. The answer is Alison Brie Larson. Alison Brie, she's in GLOW, that TV series, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And Captain Marvel is played by Brie Larson. We've got another mention for Marvel there. This gorgeous lady of wrestling could make any Captain Marvel. Alison Brie Larson. Question three, a singer and a songwriter. It's unforgettable when you kiss me, Kate. Let's do it. Let's fall in L-O-V-E. Our answer here is Nat King Cole Porter. Nat King Cole, famous, celebrated singer of Unforgettable and L-O-V-E. And Cole Porter, songwriter, writer of musicals, etc. Kiss Me, Kate, being one of them. And a song, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, is quite a well-known song of his as well. Question four. The politician and writer, this president kicked off the Cold War in cold blood. So our answer here is Harry S. Truman Capote. Harry S. Truman, or Harry Truman Capote, that's fine. Harry Truman, the president at the start of the Cold War in the 1940s there. And Truman Capote, the writer of the book In Cold Blood, probably his most famous work. Question five, fictional character actor. This girl detective forgot she was dating Adam Sandler. And this is Nancy Drew Barrymore. So Girl Detective, there was a series of Nancy Drew stories called Girl Detective. And Drew Barrymore was in this film 51st Dates. That's what I was referencing there. Forgot she was dating Adam Sandler, her co-star in that film. And that references the storyline of that rom-com. So Nancy Drew Barrymore, the last answer there. Remember, if you got one of those people and then guessed the other name wrong, that is fine. You get 1 point. But if you got the whole thing, it's 2 points. Round two is the back catalogue cabin. Let's enjoy a brief snippet of question one again.
All our days we search for just one love.
And I'm sure you'll agree that's not the most famous recording ever by Frank Sinatra, old Blue Eyes himself. That is a song called Searching from Reprise Rarities Volume 4. Rarities, a nice word for me to find when researching this this round. So Frank Sinatra for 2 points is the answer there. Question two was... Again, I bet some of you know that song very well, but even more of you, I bet, got that from The Voice. It's Madonna with a song called Spanish Lesson from her 2008 album Hard Candy. Madonna, the answer there for question two. Question three was this. That guitar sound, that voice, that pure riffiness, it's got to be AC/DC. The song is called Send for the Man, from a 1985 album called Fly on the Wall that I'd never heard of. It is AC/DC. Question four. In the jungle, not quite technically a one-hit wonder, but definitely nowadays best known for one song in particular. It's the B-52s, known for Love Shack, of course, as well as Rock Lobster and a couple of others. That one called Juicy Jungle. I'll be surprised if you've heard that. The album's called Bouncing Off the Satellites from 1986, not that long before Love Shack came out, so it should be a similar sound. I'm hoping you got that, but I think definitely the hardest one of the five there. And then, do you recognise this voice, number five? I don't get nothing back. Like I said before, it's hard to find an obscure Adele track, but that is who that was. Trawling through her debut album, 19, that's the one I found that looked the most obscure to me. Tired is the name of it. So Adele, the answer to the final question of round two, the back catalogue cabin. Round three was Take Me Through Your Leaders. So let's go through these lists one more time and see if I can offend entire nations in one fell swoop by mispronouncing their leaders' names. Question one, Michel Temer, Jair Bolsonaro, and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. That was the president of Brazil, the last three. Lula da Silva currently in office. So Brazil for 2 points, that one. Question two, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Manmohan Singh and Narendra Modi, the last three prime ministers of India. So India for 2 points there on question two. Question three, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Hassan Rouhani and Ibrahim Raisi were presidents of Iran. So Iran, question three, answer. Question four, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, my favorite name of a world leader ever, Muhammadu Buhari and Chief Bola Tinubu, all leaders of Nigeria. So Nigeria is our answer for four. And question five, Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, prime ministers of Australia. Australian prime ministers. You knew that though, didn't you? I ended with a nice easy one. Take your 2 points for that one. And let's see how this goes. Round four, Debug Zook, the reversed Marvel superheroes. So question one sounded like this.
Oath. Oath. Oath.
And to reveal the answers, my wonderful idea is I'm going to try and recreate what we just heard in a forwards direction and then reverse that. So we should hear an exact rendition of what the actual answer is, as if it were forwards. Let's see. So it sounded like
oath.
Let's see how close that is to being accurate.
Thor.
Excellent. And the answer is Thor, as I just said. So 2 points if you said Thor. Right. Question two sounded like this.
Nah. Namsna. Namsna.
Which to me sounds like
Namtna.
Did I get it?
Ant-Man.
Yes, I did. This is amazing. It is Ant-Man. Well done, John. 2 points if you said Ant-Man there. Question three.
Uthnak-alb.
All right, I'm not confident about this one at all. Let's go with
Uthnak-alb.
Okay, and here it is.
Black Panther.
Yep, obviously Black Panther is the answer. There it is. Black Panther. Question four sounded like this originally.
Namidops. Namidops. Namidops.
Okay, so the answer is obviously Namidops, which sounds like
Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm very impressed by that one. That's my best work. Spider-Man, the answer to question four. And the last one, and the hardest one, I think.
Stilpsterlikes. Stilpsterlikes. Stilpsterlikes.
So my best attempt at that is
Stilpsterlikes.
And that comes out as
Scarlet Witch.
A.K.A. Scarlet Witch. The character played by Elizabeth Olsen in those films, a.k.a. Wanda, what's her name? WandaVision, you know. Scarlet Witch. Okay. Well, I had fun in those answers. I hope you had a little laugh at my expense too. That is all of our questions for this week. Many thanks and best wishes for being here. Your aura is, as ever, unmatched. I hope your score was to your satisfaction. If not, that's almost definitely my fault. Get in touch and complain using quizcupboard@gmail.com. That's an email address, Einstein. I've been John. There's more quiz next week. AFK, BRB.